Good afternoon, and welcome to today's meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California. I am Bill Grant, Chair of the Health and Medicine Member-Led Forum. It is my pleasure now to introduce Patty James, who will be our first speaker. She has a master's degree in holistic nutrition, is a certified natural chef, and was founder and director of the nation's first certified organic cooking school. Patty closed the school in favor of dedicating her time and expertise to nutrition education through consultations, cooking classes, and speaking engagements. She created a superb teaching aid known as the Patty James Health Guide, her well-received guide to obtaining or maintaining a healthy lifestyle. She is a frequent speaker at the Clinton Foundation in Harlem, New York, and other organizations dedicated to some aspect of health. She is also co-chair of the Health and Medicine Member-Led Forum here. She has a nutrition cookbook co-written with Dr. Elson Haas entitled More Vegetables, Please, and this will be available in November 2009. Her next project is called Shine the Light on America's Kids and begins in January 2009 or 10. She will travel to all 50 states interviewing kids and with their solutions team will address their hopes and dreams with real-time advice and fundraising. For further information, she has a website, pattyjames.com. Patty.
I feel like I'm hiding back here, but that's maybe a good thing, as you can all have judged by me wandering around and trying to look at as many of you in the eye as possible. This is very formal, and I'm usually very informal. But I did prepare the food for you today, and I want to explain to you. Oh, thank you. I went to Whole Foods, and I said, okay, I need at least three whole fish, salmon, because that's, you know, brain food, and I'll get to that in a second. And so the nice fishmonger, isn't that fun to say, fishmonger from Whole Foods, I guess they're from the Columbia River in Washington, right? And he had actually been up there fishing and was telling me that they're just everywhere. They just practically jump in your boat. So I don't know, it sounds like a fish story to me. But for the one dish that I prepared for you, the salmon logs, I cooked these salmon, and I'm getting to the whole nutrition part, but first I wanted to tell you why I chose what I did. And then it's just, okay, there's a little cream cheese in it, but you got to have some fun too, right? So it's, and you know, some garlic and onions, and I rolled it up in little rolls. It was very messy. And then I rolled that in parsley and walnuts, because walnuts is also a brain health food, omega-3 fatty acids. And then you have a cabbage salad and a corn salad, just because I really like corn and it's corn season. And then, of course, bowls of raw walnuts. And walnuts are extremely good for you. Just be sure to buy your nuts and seeds raw. And if they're a little hard for your digestion, you can soak them first, and they become more digestible. What else do I have out there? Strawberries, which, of course, antioxidants, blueberries. We'll talk about all this in a second. And then some carrots and cherry tomatoes, because vegetables, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's judging from the title of my upcoming book, it's a big thing. I think vegetables are a real key to health, as are, what a good segue, that wasn't even planned, omega-3 fatty acids. So I have to say that about this time I need to stop winging it and actually give you some solid advice here. So I'm going to... you have to excuse my reading here. So healthy fats, you know, healthy fats are absolutely essential for brain health. And a good healthy fat is your omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in cold water fish, good fatty cold water fish like salmon or sardines. Who likes sardines besides me? Yeah. Oh, wow. A sardine group. My mom, still, she's 88. She just still has her saltine cracker with a sardine on the top. So, but those are really excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids, as are things like walnuts and flax seeds and oil. So to reduce your risk of a wide variety of diseases, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, consume more omega-3 fatty acids. Essential fatty acids. They're called essential fatty acids because it's essential that you get them from your food. So you have to consume these. So I told you about the salmon, sardine, herring, mackerel, black cod, and bluefish. And just as a note on seafood, you know, the smaller the fish, the less chance of, you know, bioaccumulation of mercury. You can go on, there's several sites out there, but, you know, since we're in San Francisco, Monterey Bay Aquarium has a really nice website, and you can order their little fish guide. It fits in your wallet or pocket, and it tells you what fish are good to eat, which don't have environmental concerns. And so, but with regards to salmon, do buy it wild caught, because if it's farmed, it's in more of an environmental problem. And also, they've been fed antibiotics. And I choose not to eat any kind of animal protein that has been fed antibiotics. So it's free range, you know, meats and wild caught salmon. So there are two critical omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, that come in the fatty fish. And then I mentioned the vegetarian sources, so walnuts and flax seeds, which contain a precursor, omega-3. And these are EPA and DHA are the building blocks for hormones that control immune function, blood clotting, and cell growth, as all healthy components of cell membranes. So what's important to remember about your healthy fats, you know, you've heard of omega-6 fatty acids, you know, olive oil and other oils, and omega-3s. It's the ratio of the two that really counts here. The closer to 1-to-1 that you can get, the better. So equal parts of omega-3s and 6s, you know, or no more than 4-to-1. And, but, you know, and, you know, Dr. Gazzelli, you can correct me here, but, you know, I am told that they're like, we're 25-to-1 approximately right now in this country with ratios of 6-to-3s. Do you agree? Yeah, it's not good. So increase your healthy fats. And, of course, another concern is just don't eat unhealthy fats. You know, all the fats you get in fried food or food that has been cooked at in high heats in polyunsaturated oil. You know, polyunsaturated oil is only really a healthy oil if it's not heated too high. So lots of things about oils. But basically today, you're eating salmon because it's good for your brain. How about that? So before I go on to antioxidants, which is why there's some vegetables out there, I want to also remind you that a good part of, you know, your brain is 80% water. So it's really important for you to stay hydrated. And that doesn't mean, you know, a glass of wine at night and coffee in the morning. You know, those are dehydrating. So lots of good, pure water. And if you're not the, you know, I've heard a lot that, you know, I just don't like drinking water. Well, then put a little, some kind of juice in it. You know, you don't need a whole glass of just plain juice, but, you know, you can add a little juice to your water. But it's important to consume a lot of water. So, you know, what did they say, 8 glasses a day. So Dr. Amen will, I'm sure, mention a little bit more about, you know, water as well. So I just wanted to get the water tip in there. I don't see anybody with a water glass in their hand. Oh, yay, good job. Oh, yeah. Oh, I take it all back. Good. Okay, so antioxidants. So we've got vegetables out there. We have some, well, fruit, technically, cherry tomatoes and some carrots. And quite honestly, I had all sorts of plans to chop up peppers and celery, and I just simply ran out of time. I either chose to stay home and do that or be here, so I chose to come here. So you just got carrots today. But eat lots of different colored vegetables. You know, the more colors you have, the more different kinds of antioxidants that you're consuming. You know, blueberries, you know, carrots and yams, orange, beta carotene, you know, red peppers, vitamin C. So, you know, mix up your fruits and vegetables. So we all have heard that the most common vegetable eaten in this country is, go ahead, thank you, in the form of French fries. Yes, that's not what we mean when we say eat more vegetables, please. So you need to be eating about 5 to 9 cups of vegetables per day, and most of those non-starchy. 2/3 of those should be non-starchy. I mean, I love a good baked potato and yam with the rest of them, but I eat a ton of kale and non-starchy vegetables, you know, broccoli. And this time of year and where we live, we're really fortunate that we can get good fresh food all the time, local and organic, if you can. is always best. And if you have a healthy body, then you're going to have a healthier mind. So just watch your intake of unhealthy foods. And I think we all know what those are, right? And if not, you can ask me. But just increase your healthy fats and your antioxidant-rich foods. So antioxidants counteract the damaging effects of oxygen in tissues. The term technically applies to molecules reacting with oxygen. It is often applied to molecules that protect you from free radical. What's a free radical? It's a molecule with an unpaired electron. So they're a natural part of your body processes, but too much is not a good thing. And antioxidants more or less quench those free radicals. So it's important to eat enough vegetables, like our blueberries this time of year, which would be, you know, that's the number one as far as fruit goes. Acai berries have been getting a lot of attention. But strawberries are very good, and they're there as well, out front. So, okay. Well, what else did I make you? You know, that's... how about that for short and sweet? I just wanted to get you to eat some healthy food while we're here today. So, there you go. So, anybody have any questions? And then I'm going to introduce... Yes. Pomegranates are really healthy food. Nothing like, you know, pomegranate sprinkled on the salad. I guess we should be using that microphone, huh? Are we supposed to be doing that? Do we care? Evidently not. Yes, sir. I'll repeat your question.
Fish oil.
Fish oil, yes. That's again, an omega-3. I'd rather eat the fish. But you can definitely take fish oil. I still take fish oil, but I prefer to eat fish. Yes. One capsule. I just take one capsule a day.
What did you say about
ratio? Yeah, you should be eating preferably equal amounts of omega-3s and omega-6s. We get too much 6s. So I no more than 4-to-1 ratio, but we're way off kilter with that. But, you know, yeah, here's what we do in this country. What happened in the 80s? We went on a whole no-fat diet. And as a whole country, we got fatter. You know, and then we, you know, I think it was the 90s that, you know, everything, the Japanese, heart healthy, you know, they eat soy. But they eat, you know, an ounce of soy. So what do? We have soy milk and soy lattes several a day. We put soy on everything, and all of a sudden soy is the devil, and it's not. So, you know, moderation. And then I need to get to the next question. Well, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But avocados are omega-9s, correct? I think so. Healthy. Yes?
You know, a lot of people, you know, the problem with the food supplements is that most of the industry here in the United States is not regulated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these supplements, they come with lead, and, you know, the manufacturing process and the purity of these substances are not really regulated. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Can I say a company, Bill? He goes, eh. Well, mainly because I've met the owners, and I know I've seen photographs of their plant, and they only use small. And I like Nordic Naturals. That's what I take. That's the only fish oil I take. So, I buy the good vitamins. And minerals. I don't cheap out. I don't get anything with fillers. Okay. Well, then there you go. Great minds think alike. What do you think? Yes. Okay. I don't get the yellow because, you know, that's, I didn't do anything with cheese. Somebody's cell phone on. I heard a beep. Somebody's battery in your cell phone. I heard that. You know, I don't eat a lot of where are you? There you are. I don't eat a lot of cheese personally. Just I used to, and I've gotten older. Silly thing to say. and it just doesn't suit me anymore. I eat a little bit of Parmesan but I'm not a big cheese fan. But I don't think, you know, I'm a moderate kind of a gal. I don't think there's anything wrong with little cheese. If people go into deprivation mode, you are not going to stick with a healthy diet. You cannot have that in your head. I can never eat cheese again. I have to introduce the next speaker. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Okay, one more question, and I'll be here all day for additional questions. Yes.
Do
I love beets. My favorite way and the only way I ever eat beets, not only, I never do only or never. The best way to eat beets are raw. They're high in chromium. You just grate them, put them on your salad. They're not as starchy, you know, when, you know, even people with diabetes who have to watch their, you know, their beets when they're cooked because they have more, can eat them raw. Well, that's not a carte blanche statement, but anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. So thank you for all your questions. I wasn't sure I'd get any. That was kind of fun. So now, can I introduce you now? We're good. Okay. I have the great pleasure of introducing our fearless leader. I'm just the chair of this one event today. Bill Grant, Dr. William Grant, is the chair of the Health and Medicine Committee that we weren't around a year and a half ago. So we're really thankful that you're all here for like last summer we did our Nutrition Day and then this. And so we have really great things planned for you next year. You're going to be excited. But right now, Bill Grant, let me introduce him to you. He has his PhD in physics from the University of California, Berkeley, a 30-year career in laser remote sensing. Sorry, this is handwritten. Remote sensing of the atmosphere, and a 13-year career in health studies. In 1997, he used the ecologic approach to determine that dietary fat was an important risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, while fish reduced the risk. In 2002, he published another ecologic study adding 10 types of cancer to the list of five others known to be vitamin D sensitive. He retired from NASA in 2004. I didn't know that until today. I'm even more impressed, if I wasn't enough already, to spend time on health research and formed Sunlight Nutrition, a health research center. So he's going to be chatting today about vitamin D and brain health. So please welcome Dr. Bill Grant.